Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So is there anything that strikes fear in the heart of the average create on demand professional more than the phrase corporate brainstorm? I think not, actually. For many of us, the corporate brainstorm is the bane of our existence, even though often we have to get together with our team to generate ideas or collaborate with our peers in order to come up with an idea for a project. But still, the process itself is often frustrating, and it even feels a little bit demeaning sometimes to have to try to squeeze all of our creativity out in such a finite amount of time. Some of that is because we don't understand how each of us is wired to bring our best creativity to the table. So today I want to talk about the two types of creative pros. I want to challenge you to consider which one you are and see if it doesn't help you perhaps to diagnose some of the ways in which you have suffered through, you know, meaningless, meandering, frustrating, and ultimately pointless brainstorming meetings. And if you lead creative people, today, I want you to consider how you might be able to adapt your method so that you are bringing the team's best creative energy to the work in front of you. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors. It's FreshBooks. So I know there are a lot of small businesses that listen to the podcast, a lot of small business owners, entrepreneurs. Do you remember when you started your small business? I mean, it was no small feat, right? I mean, it took a lot of late nights. I remember for myself, I was up from 8 to 11 working on the business early mornings. I would get up at 5:30 and work till 7 till I had to go in as I was trying to do accidental creative as a side hustle in the very early years, 15 years ago. And you pull the occasional all-nighter. The bottom line is you've been insanely busy ever since. So why not make things a little easier? Well, our friends at FreshBooks have the solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, it's intuitive, and it keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds, and then you can get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. You can file expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part, FreshBooks grows right alongside your business, so you'll always have the tools when you need them, where you need them, without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. It's changed the way we work at Accidental Creative. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it for free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get started. And we thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about the types of creative pros, the ways that we generate ideas, and how we can position ourselves to be more effective, especially when we have these brainstorming meetings. I wrote about this extensively in a chapter of my new book, Herding Tigers. So if you want to dive into this more, I give a lot more practical examples and also some tactical things that you can do that complement and surround and augment what we're going to talk about today. So check out Herding Tigers if you want to know more. But let's talk about what the brainstorming session often looks like, or the idea session, and how that's often structured. Typically, somebody says, hey, we're going to have an idea session at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. We want everybody there. So you show up to the room and maybe you know the project you're going to be working on, you know, generally speaking, the topic that you're going to be addressing in the meeting. But basically, the leader gets up front, they write something on the board, you know, typically like a project name or maybe a client name or something. And then what happens next? Typically it's, okay, who has ideas, right? Or maybe you have a couple of conceptual ideas that you've been, you know, sort of tossing around as a team, and maybe those are written up on the board, but they're not very concrete. And basically you're starting from a blank slate. And when you do this, it's really difficult to gear up. But often what happens next is one or two, maybe three people in the room start throwing out ideas left and write. And before you know it, it's 5 minutes into the session, and those people have each thrown out 15 ideas. The whiteboard is completely covered, and seven other people are sitting around watching these three people basically play idea ping pong, tossing things back and forth, and obviously completely dominating the dynamic in the room, completely dominating the conversation. Meanwhile, there are people sitting over in the corner, observing what's going on, maybe occasionally interjecting a comment, but often, you know, just sort of on the outskirts of the conversation. This dynamic is the result of what I call fast twitch and slow twitch creatives. So the reality is some of us are fast twitch creatives, meaning that we can be thrown into a situation and our brains operate in such a way that we're able to generate a lot of ideas very, very quickly. And that's just the way we function. We see connections, we see things. It's almost like, sort of Neo in the Matrix. We see everything slows down and we see all of these things out there and we can combine them intuitively. And we're throwing out a lot of ideas. But the problem is that with fast twitch people, often we throw out a lot of very shallow ideas very quickly, but they're not always the kind of ideas that are going to have the depth and the sort of systematic and strategic thought that is necessary in order to get us to the next level creatively. It's important because it's providing fodder for the rest of the team to react to, and that's great, that's wonderful. The problem is when fast twitch people dominate a brainstorming session, you lose the input of the slow twitch people. Slow twitch people are the people who take a little bit of time to think and to process. They don't react instantly when given a problem. Instead, they have to think systemically. They have to draw upon all of the stimulus in their environment and weave together and think and process and chew on things. And they might come back 2 days later with the most brilliant thing you've ever heard in your life. And the problem is, if we only give those slow twitch people that 45 or 60 or 90 minutes of that brainstorming session, we're not drawing upon their best creative energy. Instead, we're expecting them to conform to our idea of what creativity should look like. So if you are a leader of a team, here's how I recommend that you structure your idea or your brainstorming sessions. First, I recommend that you give everyone the problem a couple of days ahead of time. Let them know exactly what you're going to be solving for. And I don't mean tell them the client. I don't mean tell them the project. I mean, give them the specific problem that you want them coming to the session with ideas to solve. Okay. Secondly, after you do that, you are going to ensure that everyone knows it's their responsibility to bring a couple of ideas to the table. So everyone needs to bring a couple of potential approaches to the table to start the conversation when you get to the meeting. Then when you actually get to the meeting, you're going to, instead of saying, okay, who has ideas? Or instead of saying, all right, here's the problem, what are we going to do? You ask people specifically to introduce each person in the room to introduce their best idea that they thought of ahead of time. Now, the fast twitch people might come in, you know, with an idea they thought of 10 minutes before the meeting. That's fine. If that's what they want to do, that's great. They're probably going to be thinking about it as they're on the way to the meeting, whatever, that's fine. But you're giving the slow twitch people opportunity to spend a couple of days chewing on the problem and thinking about it so that they're bringing their best effort, their best ideas to the table. And then once you get to that point, once you have, say, 6 or 8 ideas on the board, then you can begin winnowing those down to the couple that you as a group really feel like show the most promise, or maybe even combine them, merge them together, and see which ideas can be folded into one another to create a new idea. And then you can begin debating the merits of each idea and popcorning, you know, around the room trying to come up with some new ideas. But if you expect all of that to happen in one session very quickly, you're going to be alienating a significant percentage of the room. So that is my recommendation for how to better structure the meeting to ensure that you're leveraging everyone. And again, I talk about this more in Herding Tigers. And also we have a free course called Brainstorming Blueprint. If you go to accidentalcreative.com/store, you can check it out there. Or also if you go to brainstormingblueprint.com, you can also access it there. So a lot more in that free course, as well as the book Herding Tigers. But if you are a slow twitch creative, if that describes you perfectly. And by the way, that's often how I function. I am more of a slow twitch person. It might take me a couple of days to come up with an idea, but it's going to be a really well thought out strategic idea. It is your responsibility to seek the information you need to be able to come to those brainstorming sessions prepared. So if you feel like you're not getting from your manager the information that you need to be able to perform at your peak, at your best, you need to make sure that you're asking your manager, hey, I know that we're going to be having this idea session. I want to make sure that I come prepared and bring a handful of ideas to the table. Can you just give me some insight into the problem we're going to be solving? What is it we're going to be doing, and how can I best contribute to that meeting? By doing that, you're setting yourself up to have the information you need to be able to bring some great ideas, to synthesize some things ahead of time, so that you're not just reacting in the moment and trying to play the fast twitch game. If you're a fast twitch creative, I encourage you, listen, I know you're going to be wanting to throw out ideas left and right, all of that. I understand that. I get that. But try to leave some room for the people on your team who may not be as vocal, who may not be external processors, people who may not be as fast twitch as you are. And just be conscious of that. If you've not heard from anyone in the room during a session, I encourage you, even as a participant, to say, hey, I would love to hear Jill. I would love to hear what you have to say about this. Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any ideas? Even as a collaborator, a participant, try to be generous and share the room with other people, even though every part of you wants to throw out that one more idea. So I encourage you to be cognizant of that, be empathetic. And if you're a leader, be very mindful of the dynamic in the room and make sure that everyone is being invited to participate as well. Okay, these are fast twitch, slow twitch creatives. This is how it affects all of us. And listen, we all have to learn how to work together. And if we want to do our best work, we need every type of creative thought. Sometimes fast twitch is exactly what we need because we're under pressure. We need a lot of ideas right now. But when we have the luxury of time, we need to make sure that we're allowing everyone in the room to have voice in the conversation to make sure we're producing the best work that our team is capable of producing. All right. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.